Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 28th of July, 2010. So it's a very, very exciting show today because I'm going to be sharing something with you that I have previously been keeping very secret. It's something that our newsletter subscribers know about already. It's something that our video podcast subscribers know about already, and today I'm going to be sharing it with you. And I'm going to be sharing it at that point in the show where we would normally be taking a look at a hypnosis script and audio. So do make sure you are listening at that point in time, because today we won't be looking at a hypnosis script or audio. Today we will be looking at something else that is very special and just for you. Now, today's show is all about wrath. That is the sin from the seven deadly sins that we will be covering today in the show. But let's come to that later. Let's start, of course, as always, by taking a look at the People Building newsletter, which is distributed on the same day as this podcast, every other Wednesday, and is sent directly to the email inboxes of all those of you who have subscribed by visiting the People Building website, or the www.peoplebuilding.co.uk, and filling in your details in the box on the right-hand side. And in doing so, you don't just get the newsletter, you get a free pack from People Building filled with lovely People Building goodies as a welcome gift from me. So in your newsletter today, in the Who We're Loving section, we have how to connect with others and have more fun in conversation. Our article today is Do We Ever Really Change? And in other news, there is more information on the gastric band hypnosis, more evidence that that works. So a really interesting story which came from the Coventry Telegraph about a lady who's had massive success with the use of gastric band hypnosis, and I'd love to know more about that, as to whether she thought that she'd had the operation, whether, you know, the beliefs were set up that way, or whether she knew that she hadn't, but just something in her mind had changed to give her the impression, or I have no idea how it works. Really need to find out more about that. I also thought you might like to know that our podcast downloads to date are currently 148,437 downloads of the People Building podcast in 2010. I have a new challenge for us. I think that by the end of the year, there could potentially have been 250,000 downloads of the People Building podcast. Can we do it, people? I think maybe we can. So, that will be exciting. I think I'll be getting some fizzy pop out the cupboard if that happens. I want to share with you some of the article that went out in the newsletter today. Remember, if you don't actually get the newsletter and for some bizarre reason you don't want it, you can still check out the articles because they're all listed on the article page of the People Building website. And if you're subscribed to our feed, which is peoplebuilding.co.uk/feed, then you will be notified every time a new article, podcast or video podcast is added to the site. Remember too that whenever there's an article added onto the site, you don't just have to read it, you also have to tweet it and post it on your Facebook so that other people can share it too, especially if you think it will be useful or indeed beneficial for them. So it's quite a long article, and I just want to share a section of it with you today because I know previously in the show I've shared quite a bit about myself and who I am as a person, which mostly I forget that I do, and then every now and again I bump into one of you and you start telling me things about myself that I didn't even know that you knew. Sometimes I didn't even know that I knew those things. So this is a section from Do We Ever Really Change, which was the article that went out today. Let me find the section I want to share with you. And I'm only sharing with this with you because I think it gives you some idea of who I am at my core, which potentially could be a useful thing for you to know if you're perhaps doing any kind of modelling exercise and want to perhaps establish yourself in the world of therapy as I have. And I say that quite confidently now, knowing that this week I'm seeing 15 clients in 1 week. And that's only over the space of 4 days because I don't do Fridays anymore. So that's pretty intense. So yeah, I'm sharing it with you for that reason, but also because I think it's quite a funny article. So part of this article is establishing whether I have always been who I am or whether I've evolved and changed over time. And I start referring back to my life as a child in some ways, and at about the age of 7 years I joined Brownies in an effort to widen my social network, which is a bit like the younger version of the Girl Guides. It didn't really work out too well. I didn't like it. I didn't like that we were in these little groups and that there was a chief girl who was from my school, who was at school, meek and mild, but at Brownies had some kind of special powers to boss me about. I kept challenging the ideas she had because I thought mine were better, and I still maintained they were. After a few months, I'd had enough and gave notice. The brown owl, who is like the chief of the Brownies, asked why I wanted to leave, and I told her I thought we'd be doing more interesting stuff, like making fires in the woods and cooking jacket potatoes on them. I told her that, quite frankly, I could make a Mother's Day card at home and didn't need to dress up in brown to be able to do it. I also told her that I thought it was a bit too religious for me and that I wasn't keen on the colour brown. You see, the thing with Brownies is that the uniform is, or was, brown with a yellow scarf. Brown and yellow. I told the brown owl that these were not the sorts of colours that a girl of my age wanted to be wearing. I told the brown owl that she could significantly increase the number of girls joining Brownies if the uniform was pink with a silver scarf. She said this wasn't ever going to be possible. To be fair, I think she was probably right, as we'd have all looked like Penelope Pitstop or the women from the Sheila's Wheels adverts. Plus, they'd have had to have changed the name to Pinkies, which sounds like a club in Soho. So, in conclusion, yes, I do believe we all have the potential to change if the impetus and desire to do so are great enough. I also believe that ultimately there are characteristics that are part of who we are as people that will always be there. And that evolving as a person is about learning how to harness that which we cannot change and to use it to our best possible effect and advantage, instead of only acknowledging those characteristics as faults that can hold us back. There is, in the newsletter today, a motivational quote from Mary Englebright, which basically sums that article up. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change the way you think about it. And interestingly, that also ties in with our topic for today, which is from our Seven Deadly Sins summer series and is all about anger. So anger is manifested in the individual who spurns love and opts instead for fury. It is also known as wrath, and that comes from our Seven Deadly Sins website that we've referred to several times over the last few weeks. Another definition could be forceful, often vindictive anger, punishment or vengeance as a manifestation of anger. That would be more about the wrath side of things. So we know that anger is a very strong emotion. Wrath is related to anger in that it's a response to anger. It's something that you do as a result of being angry, such as punishing or doing something vindictive. You will not be punished for your anger. You will be punished by your anger. That's a good saying. That's apparently an Oriental saying. And I think is very true, because when you start looking at the effects of anger on you and what it does to you, it starts getting a little bit scary. I looked at healthmad.com to find out what the inner workings are of anger on our bodies. So again, it says anger hurts the angry person more than the object of its anger. The brain is the control center of your body, processes all emotional stress. Millions of nerve fibers release chemicals to every organ in the body, controlling all the chemical reactions. Emotional upset can disrupt these reactions in organs and cause disease. Did you hear that, people? Being angry can cause disease, or better said, as dis-ease. During an outburst of anger, stress hormones, adrenaline and noradrenaline, are released. These chemicals help maintain the heart rate, blood pressure and regulate the pancreas that controls the sugar balance in our blood. Because of our anger, the usual average heart rate of 80 climbs to 180 beats per minute. An average blood pressure of 120 over 80 suddenly soars to 220 over 130, sometimes even higher. Breathing becomes more rapid to get more oxygen into the body. The energy bursts cause a sugar deficiency, so that an angry person may shake from anger. Muscles that are needed to fight or flee become very tight, causing an uptight feeling. As the body prepares for survival, it safeguards against injury and bleeding. Likewise, an angry person's body releases chemicals to coagulate or clot the blood, creating a situation that's potentially dangerous. Although there's no physical injury, the clot is formed, which can travel through the blood vessels to the brain or to the heart. So you've heard before that an angry, hostile person can face a higher risk of a heart attack or stroke, and that's the physical reason why, because their blood is thickening and clotting as a survival mechanism when their body thinks that there's going to be some kind of injury or bleeding that might start to occur. In a fit of anger, a heart patient may experience a fatal heart attack due to the fact that the blood clot floated up to the heart and lodges there. An oxygen-deprived heart can cause severe chest pains. An uncontrollable anger may also cause a brain artery to burst, resulting in a stroke. Arguments and verbal duels cause many and aggravate all cases of high blood pressure. Spasms in uptight neck and head muscles cause tension headaches, migraine and insomnia. Our metabolism is also affected by the chemical imbalance. Anger-induced stress stimulates the stomach to produce more acids, making us more prone to ulcers. And flare-ups of irritable bowel syndrome are also caused by colliding with others, especially if they attempt to get even. Because the body is in survival mode when we're angry, all our senses are heightened, making us more sensitive to noise, light, smell, even to touch. Long-term hormonal imbalances affect the body's immune system, which means that ultimately it can result in you getting sick more often. Chronic angry people battle frequent colds and flus, infections, asthma flare-ups of skin disease, and diseases like arthritis. Hostile angry people often try to find a substitute for their unhappiness by overeating, smoking, and drinking too much alcohol. They are prone to depression, which may trigger even more angry responses. Knowing all the health hazards of being angry and having to deal with the possible physical consequences may help us to think before we are on the verge of becoming angry. Unfortunately, it doesn't usually work that way. So, what does work? Well, I've looked on Wikipedia, and that on there recommends that clients are taught to use relaxation skills to control their arousals and various cognitive controls to exercise their attention, thoughts, images, and feelings. They are taught to see the provocation of the anger itself as occurring in a series of stages, each of which can be dealt with. Now, that's really helpful because it tells us that we can use hypnosis, that's the relaxation part, to help control the emotions and to also dampen them down so that if people are getting angry, they're not getting angry quite to the same degree and level as they would have done before. Also, the various cognitive controls that are mentioned there definitely fall into the NLP line of thinking, because NLP is, of course, quite frequently compared to cognitive behaviour therapy, which is very similar. And in working on thoughts, images, and feelings, of course, that's all very NLP-ish. So the sorts of NLP techniques we could be looking at could include anchoring, using positive visualizations about how we're responding in future situations that might ordinarily provoke angry feelings, seeing ourselves responding more appropriately. A positive self-talk, because sometimes people just wind themselves up something silly. You know, something moderately bad happens, and before they know it, they've talked themselves into an absolute frenzy. I can give you a real-life example of this. My sister lives in Wrexham in North Wales, and my mum recently went to visit her and had a conversation there that didn't go quite to my mother's favour. And in the process of driving the 3.5 journey back to Hertfordshire, she had completely recreated the scenario and the events that had happened. And when I spoke to her about it, she was in a real state. A few weeks later, I went to visit my sister and kind of uncovered the truth about what had really occurred and more about the conversation that had actually been had. And it's just that during that period of time when my mum was on her own doing the 3.5 hour journey home, she only had herself to talk to inside her own head and managed to wind herself up even more about this scenario, so that by the time she got home, it seemed much worse than it actually was. It's very, very easy to let that happen. We can, of course, use a swish pattern to help eradicate any negative behaviours or emotions. There are two kinds of swish that you can do. So there's a swish for unwanted emotions and there's a swish for unwanted behaviours. The difference in doing them is that for a behaviour, the pictures that you have the client create, or if you're working on yourself, the pictures that you create would be dissociated, which means that when the pictures are created, instead of being in the picture, seeing how things would look if you were there having the experience, you see yourself in the picture like an actor or actress out there doing the behavior. So it's separate to you. When it's a state, if you're doing a swish pattern and it's related to a bad feeling, so it's a state swish pattern, then the pictures are created associated. So that's when you or you have the client looking out through their own eyes, seeing what they would see if they were actually having the experience. So that's the difference between a swish pattern for a state and a swish pattern for a behaviour. States are associated, behaviours are dissociated. Now, I don't want to go into all the nitty-gritty about how we would do those sorts of techniques, because I think we've covered lots of that in the show before. What I personally think is very important when dealing with anger is that controlling anger isn't just about dealing with the feelings as and when they arrive, because then you're just kind of dealing with a problem. In an ideal world, we want the problem to not ever show up in the first place. Now, of course, it's important that anger still exists in our lives, because there are times when it's important to get angry about things. But what it's really about is learning a new way to perceive the world around you when anger is becoming an issue. Anger is simply a misunderstanding of what is really going on in a situation. It's a form of narrow-mindedness. A blind rage occurs when you can see nothing but your own point of view. If you want to overcome an anger issue, you first have to learn to expand your viewpoint and understand that there is more than one perspective here. You have to be open to exploring those other perspectives and be willing to fully engage with them. You have to accept that sometimes the initial conclusion you made was incorrect. In addition, life isn't fair. There is stuff that happens in life that you can do absolutely nothing about. Sometimes you just have to let it go. You have to let go of being mad about it and accept that it is what it is. And there is nothing you can do. Except be gracious. Now there's a book I've mentioned before called, oh, I can't say it, not without putting an explicit label on the podcast for today, but it's F*K It by, I think it's John T. Parkin. I haven't got it here in front of me, but I think that's who it's by. And there's a section in that book which gives greater detail about stuff happens in life that isn't fair. There's nothing you can do about it. You can continue to moan and wind yourself up, or you can just live with it. Because sometimes that's all you can do. All right, as I said earlier on in the show, there is no introduction to a hypnosis audio and script today because I have something very special to share with you instead. And the reason I haven't shared this with you sooner is because there are thousands of you listening to the show, and I have a slight fear that you might love this so much that this might be so very successful, as it already has been on the smaller scales in which we've introduced it so far, that this could ultimately go crazy in a good way. So, I have something for you. I have for you 6 free CDs, real hard CDs that will be delivered to you in the post. And these 6 CDs contain 3 of the best NLP techniques available, details of how they work and how you can use them. CD number 1 will tell you how to instantly improve your emotional state, where most people go wrong with this technique, and how to increase the potency of the positive emotions you desire. CD number 2 will teach you how to resolve conflicts with others, help you develop the ability to see the world from another person's point of view, and how to genuinely feel empathy, understanding of the emotions of others, and therefore increase rapport and resolve unease in relationships. And CD number 3 will obliterate significant emotional events from the past and resolve past hurts and injustices, offer you the opportunity to forgive yourself and others. The 4th CD will tell you how to hypnotize yourself to achieve massive personal improvement without having to visit a hypnotherapist and pay a fortune. And the secrets I share on this 4th CD are very simple and easy to follow, and the more you use it, the more effective you will become at mastering self-hypnosis. On the 5th CD is our best-selling hypnosis audio as sold on iTunes and the People Building website. It is the full-length session, and it's designed to get you into a very, very deep trance. And on the last CD, the 6th CD, is how to influence other people with your language. This is the special Secret Skills CD, on which you will discover the power of intonation and command in your voice and how to use your voice to create maximum impact. When using this disc, you will learn the words that are proven to cause others to take action and respond to your instructions. Plus, you will find out a major confusion technique which leaves the unconscious open to instruction. Those are the 6 CDs that I have for you. And they are free. They are totally free. You just have to pay the postage and packaging. And that is only £4.99. And it doesn't matter where in the world you are, it's still £4.99. Now, you already know that it's going to be costing me far, far more to produce and post those CDs out to you. So this, guys, is a seriously good deal. It's such a good deal. And that's why I'm a little bit scared, because it's such a good deal. And I think lots of you might just take me up on it. To give you some idea, the postage for the 6 CD set out to somewhere like Australia is around about £6. So I've already lost £2 just by posting it without even having produced it. So you're probably wondering, why on earth is she doing this? Well, the reason is because there's a special bonus included, which is something very new to people building that I want to introduce you to. Let me tell you, first of all, about the special bonus, which you will get if you want it. It's optional, you don't have to take it, but it's also completely free for 1 month. And what you get with your 6 CDs is, and we need a fanfare, 1 month's free membership to the all-new People Building Members Club. Yes, we now have a People Building Members Club, and I'd like you to join. So much so that I'm going to give you 1 month's membership absolutely free. It is yours for the taking, and you will receive the full membership pack and all the membership benefits for 1 month. And then you can decide if you'd like to stick with it or not. It's entirely up to you, because you can cancel at any time. But let me tell you what is included in the People Building subscription. So you get a pack which includes a hypnosis script from off of the People Building website, plus the same script totally dissected by me, so you can discover what the suggestions in the script really mean, find out about the language predicates used, the hypnotic language patterns, and what the changes in intonation are really saying. You get a free hypnosis audio, which is currently available to buy from People Building or iTunes, to help you change and improve, or for you to supply to your therapy clients. You'll get a mini podcast. So if you currently enjoy this podcast, then the mini show will definitely appeal to you. Every month you will receive a CD which will cover a specific topic not shared on the regular podcast. And I should also say that the free hypnosis audio also comes on hard CD. So in your membership pack every month, you'll get 2 CDs in there, as well as all the paper bits and pieces, one of which includes NLP Uncovered. Every month we'll take something from NLP and explain what it is, why it works, and how to use it. And all of this you're getting for free for 1 month with your 6 CDs that were free that you've only paid $4.99 for. If you decide that you want to stick around and keep up your subscription, which I sincerely hope you do, to the People Building Members Club, it is just £35 a month. You can cancel at any time. And you also get, as part of your subscription to the People Building Members Club, and this is worth the £35 alone, you get a People Building Members Club webinar every month. It's 90 minutes long, and if you enjoy NLP, hypnotherapy and self-development, and you want to learn more about these subjects from other like-minded people, or you would like to talk about your therapeutic challenges, then you can come along to the monthly webinar, which is for People Building members only. This will be our online practice group where you can interact with me from the comfort of your armchair. And you're getting it free for 1 whole month anyway. Now, if you are a People Building member and you miss the webinar, you don't have to worry, because the webinar will always be recorded. And in the pack that you receive the following month with your new hypnosis scripts and audios and mini podcasts and NLP Uncovered, there will also be a link to the copy of the recording of the previous month's webinar, so you never get to miss out. How does that sound, guys? Yay! It is so exciting because at last I actually get to get some real interaction from you. It's all very one-sided when I'm sitting here doing a podcast, and I finally get to know what you guys are like almost in the flesh. So I'm really excited about the webinar, and the first one is tomorrow. It's not too late for you to be able to come to the members webinar tomorrow and to get your free CDs and to get your free month's membership. And even if you miss the one tomorrow, it doesn't matter, because there'll be another one the following month and you can come to that one instead. How cool is this? I'm so excited about this, and I really think you need to snap this offer up because I don't know how long it will be running for. This is where you need to go to get the stuff you want. So for your $4.99, six CDs. So the $4.99 is just the postage and packaging. Your six CDs are totally free. To go get those, and with the option to have the 1 month's free membership to the brilliant People Building Members Club, this is the website you need to go to. www.specialofferfromgemma.com. That's www.specialofferfromgemma.com. And there you will find everything you need to know about what's included on your six discs and what's included in your 1 month's free bonus special prize of the People Building Members Club. And if you take a look at your iPod right now, or whatever generic MP3 listening device you might be currently using, if you have the ability to have the enhanced version of the podcast, then you'll see that there is a little image signifying the People Building Members Club. How cool is that? It's like a little membership card. So you'll be noticing now that there is a new ad in the show which is advertising the People Building Members Club and the special $4.99 offer. And just to reiterate exactly how it all works, here is that ad for you right now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to six free CDs, which will teach you the three best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your six free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A mini podcast on CD with content that is not shared in this regular show. NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. Plus, you will be invited each month to the People Building Members webinar hosted by me, where we can interact with each other in our online NLP and hypnotherapy practice group. To claim your six free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, need to try and calm down, start being sensible again after all that excitement, because it's now time to listen to the feedback from you guys out there in listenerland. So, this email came in from Nancy, who simply said, love your podcast and would like to receive your newsletter. Doug got back in touch. We spoke about Doug a few shows ago. And Doug got back in touch to say, I'm feeling 1,000,000% happier since we last spoke. I've had some treatment coming up for the remnants of my depression, but to be honest, I feel the best I have in probably 18 months. Again, I'd like to extend my sincerest thanks to you for producing the podcast. I'm certain it has had a positive impact on the lives of others as well as mine. Thanks, and please keep up the amazing work, from Doug. See, love stories like that. Would love it if you got in touch. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. let me know if the podcast has been useful for you in some way, and I can share it with other people on the show, just as Doug did. Mike got in touch too, and he said, thank you for signing me up, and congratulations on being awarded the senior qualification in hypnotherapy practice by the General Hypnotherapy Standards Council. I know you are working very hard and are very deserving. You have inspired me not only to set better goals for 2010, but to actually get out and achieve them. All the best from Mike. Mike, I hope you're achieving them. You need to get back in touch and let me know how things are going. And thank you for the congratulations. I'm enjoying being a senior hypnotherapist, even though it does make me sound significantly older. G got in touch and said, thanks for the podcast, enjoyed the show, looking forward to the next one. And Jeanette, who is a Facebook friend, said, I'm a newbie to your podcast and think they are the best thing since sliced bread. Well done for some really fantastic broadcasts. I'm soon to be training to be an NLP practitioner, as it is something that interests me a great deal and can benefit everybody in one respect or another. So I know a small amount, but not much at this present time. Jeanette also asked a question about Tourette's, which is something we're going to cover once the summer series is out the way of our seven deadly sins. And if you want to be a Facebook friend like Jeanette, it's very simple. You go to Facebook, and my Facebook name is Hypnogem, H-Y-P-N-O-G-E-M. It's the same on Twitter as well. It's quite nice. We have a little bit of a chin wag on there and a bit of a chit chat with each other, and there are people from all corners of the earth who are listening to the podcast and contributing to the Facebook page there. So that's Hypnogem if you'd like to jump onto that bandwagon, and ideally let me know that you're a podcast fan by adding a little message when you send the friend request, because I get a bit confused otherwise if there's just random people popping up. Jeanette also said, can I have a job with you when I get my qualifications? We'll have to see about that. Here's another very proactive Facebook friend. This is my friend Chad, and he said, it's the perfect time to send an email now, 11:59 p.m, after many days of procrastinating. So anyway, I just wanted to start out by saying I love the podcast. It's really helped in all areas of my life, considering I'm an average teenager with more problems than ever, laugh out loud. That includes ADHD, which explains this super long email. I very much love your voice and the accent, even though you don't consider it an accent, but hey, I'm from the States. I will also admit I got a shock when I saw a picture of you on the website, but in a good way. I pictured you as taller with short black hair and things like that. But all kidding aside, I have to say it has definitely made a difference in my life and helped out with issues I've had since I can remember. I noticed there hasn't been a podcast since the start since the year started, which is what I was going to say, but I procrastinated, and now there is a podcast, which I really enjoyed, by the way. So I thought I'd throw out an idea or two. Firstly, I have to say, I do find it hard to get up in the morning. Who doesn't? It does seem to be a difficult problem for many people, such as employees, who have to get in at work at 6 in the morning, or high school students like me who have the same regulations. I know it's easier to awaken when I have something to look forward to in the day, and harder to wake up when I'm depressed or stressed out. I believe there is a link between stress and sleep, but anyway, I'm going off topic. So just saying, a podcast about being able to want to get up in the morning is, or something along those lines of that, would be great for a lot of people. It's not the most exciting idea, but would be helpful. Also, you could do something on self-esteem, overeating, dating and relationships, raising hopes, or something else that comes up in those problematic teen years. I appreciate you reading my email and think you are great, and want to thank you for this podcast. It has opened up many doors for me. Thanks, Jem. Sincerely, Chad. Chad, you're welcome. I barely came up for air whilst reading that out loud. So there is actually a podcast for getting up in the mornings. I can't remember what it's called. It will be in the archive, which is on peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com. There is a show on there where I interviewed a lady called Judy about her clean language book, and she demonstrated the clean language technique on me in the podcast with regards to my issues with getting up in the morning. I'm with you there, Chad, all the way. Tanya got in touch. She said, I have only recently discovered your podcast after being at home recovering from unexpected brain surgery. Now, I think I might have shared this email with you before because we wanted to wish Tanya all the best in getting better. But just in case you'd forgotten, this is what it said. Whilst I've been sitting in my bed getting better, I was looking through podcasts trying to find something relaxing to listen to that wasn't meditation music because for some reason that makes me feel really sick, and I stumbled upon you. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I've been madly downloading them and was only thinking yesterday that I should ask you to do one on anger, as at the moment I'm a grumpy 42-year-old woman who has a very small threshold of patience towards everything. You must have read my mind. I've been wanting to see what blessings await me from this life-changing experience. There, so far, have been many. You being one of them.
If you enjoy the People Building Podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
Okay, we're now moving into that section of the show where you will be unable to listen if you are currently driving or operating machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. And for everyone else now, it is time for you to comfortably relax. And just as soon as you are ready, you can close your eyes. And allow your body to become loose and limp and comfortable. And just allow those wonderfully relaxing sensations to drift through your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And I want you to imagine now that before you is a set of comfortable stairs, 10 comfortable stairs leading down to a wonderful place. You begin to drift down from step 10 down to step 9, 8, relaxing more, drifting deeper, 7, 6, 5, more and more relaxed, 4, more comfort, 3, 2, 1, totally And completely relax now. And as you're relaxing, your mind is calming. The adrenaline is reducing. It is coming under your control. Greater control. And your mind is more open. To the changes you wish to make. Your mind is open to the many possibilities that exist. For you know, deep within, there is always so much more than just one possibility. And your mind is open to realizing much more than it had realized before. You're going to increase your potential to be calm in even the most challenging of situations. And you'll be noticing so many other possibilities. Your mind will be calm and clear. Your heart rate steady and strong. And you totally cool and completely calm. Knowing now that you can be in control of the things you can change and improve. And those things that you cannot change or improve, they bother you less so. They're not so important to you anymore. You're using sensible logic and reason to find new ways of reacting and responding so much more cool and calm from the very core of your being. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your mind and will continue to aid you long after this session has ended, which it will now, as I count back from 5 up to 1. Until when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 with eyes open now, feeling wide awake and bright and breezy, and welcome back. So, good work, everybody. Nice relaxing, good listening, good learning today. And I really, really cannot emphasize how excited I am about the All New People Building Members Club. So go off now to www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Get your 6 free CDs for just £4.99 and your free membership pack. And I look forward to seeing you at the members webinar tomorrow. Our next show is on the 11th of August and will be all about the deadly sin of greed. I very much look forward to speaking to you then. If I don't speak to you before, at the webinar. Bye for now.